Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and first and foremost, happy Mother's Day. I am so grateful and appreciative for all the wonderful ladies in my life. And if you haven't said the same thing and given them a hug and a kiss when appropriate to all the ladies in your life, then go ahead and put this on pause and do so. On today's episode, I had something interesting happen this week, and I've done over 250 episodes, so I've done over 250 interviews, and this week, I actually spoke to somebody who I didn't end up inviting on the show. We had an interview scheduled, and my spidey senses were tingling, and they're saying, you should not let this person give their best ever advice to the best ever listeners, because it just, something's not right. And I wanted to talk about this. I'm not going to mention who this person is. That's not the purpose of this. The purpose is to learn from what I experienced, so that whenever you're approaching a situation where you're making a big decision, or you are trying to determine what's the best approach, which decision or which path should I take? In my case, should I put this person on my show or should I not put this person on my show? Kind of the decision-making process. And it's three things that I learned. And before we get into that, first, a very quick word from our best ever sponsors. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Okay, so I had this call scheduled with this gentleman, and the first time it was scheduled, apparently, you know, the time wasn't correct, the time zone wasn't correct, then it's an automatic or automated calendar that I have. So usually the time zone automatically populates, but perhaps it didn't. So we rescheduled the time, and on the second go around, I got on the phone. I asked that they any guest who's being interviewed send me their Skype information or provide me with a landline. And in this situation, he did neither. He gave me a cell phone, which has happened before. I interviewed Madison Hildebrand on his cell phone, and I believe Barbara Corcoran was on her cell phone too. So we'll make it work if needed, but ideally it's a landline or Skype. So we were, I mentioned, you know, we need to try and get on Skype. And so he had somebody there with him who was trying to get on, get him signed up for Skype. And the more and more we were interacting, the more and more I just got a sense that he's not the type of guest that I wanted to have on the show. Because he was getting very frustrated through signing up with the Skype process. And I kept asking, he was telling me what his Skype ID is, and I was writing it down, but I wasn't writing it down correctly. And he started yelling. He started yelling at me before the interview because I misspelled the Skype ID that he had just signed up for. And before we were even trying to like figure out this whole Skype ID debacle, when I very first picked up the phone and I'd start talking to him, he just seemed mad and grumpy and mean. And what I think in that scenario is, one of the lessons I'd learned and one of them I apply is, life's too short to deal with mean people. Or even better, life's too short to spend time with mean people. Because we can choose to be around whomever we want. And I do this show for business purposes and also for personal development purposes. And lastly, I do it because that's my purpose in life, I believe. And that's the second thing. We'll get to that in a second. And we can choose to spend time with whomever we want. We really can. We can make conscious decisions. You might say, well, no, at work, I have to spend time with the people who are also employed by my company. And that's true. But you can dictate the amount of time that you spend with others when your time is your own. And I want to have fun, and I enjoy having the show and doing the show and adding as much value to your life as possible. And life's too short to spend time with mean people, because let's move on and hang out with nice people, right? The second thing I learned from this process is to follow your intuition, because I'm thinking, if he's acting this way to me, then what's going to happen when you, a best ever listener, reach out to him afterwards? He's not going to, he perhaps and likely will have a similar attitude. At least this is the only time I've interacted with him. Maybe he's having a bad day, but this is my only experience, so this is reality in my mind. Perhaps he's going to act the same way to you as he is me, and that's just that is a bad experience for you. Therefore, consequently, it's associated to my show, and I don't want that. I want best ever guests who are experienced, who can communicate their best ever advice clearly, and who are wanting to help others out to achieve similar or greater success than they've had. And the third I kind of alluded to, and we'll get to that in just one second. Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173. because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. The third is keep your purpose in mind. You know, whenever I'm doing the show, as I mentioned, I do it for business, for personal development, and because I feel like it's my purpose. My purpose is really simple, to love and serve millions of people. That's my purpose. And whenever I am looking at guests, you know, I'm wanting them to help serve you because they're giving their advice, and they, when approached after the show, they'll help you out in whatever way is reasonable based on their business. And whenever I'm looking at a guest, or whenever I make a tough decision, meaning make a tough decision, I'm keeping my purpose in mind at all times. So let's review this for you. If you have a tough decision, perhaps there's a decision that you're trying to make right now. Should I keep my job? Should I start my own real estate company? Should I, you know, go on a trip? Should I pay these bills, pay the credit card, whatever it is? First, I recommend following your intuition. And if you've read the book Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, you know, it's a great book. If you haven't, highly check it out. And he talks about how you can make an informed decision in the blink of an eye. And that's based on all of the experiences we've had so far. And what he calls it thin slicing, where we've accumulated all these life experiences up until this point, and we can make quick informed decisions, or as informed as if we took hours and days and months to think about. The second is, life's too short to spend with mean people. So if any of those circumstances has you involved, you know, hanging out with mean people, do the other one. You know, and sometimes I get it. Sometimes we have to embrace the meanness for a little bit of time, because it's just how the path is. But getting out of that scenario, getting out of that situation, is paramount, because even if we have control over our emotions and our happiness, which we should, surrounding ourselves with the best of the best will elevate us, and then the opposite is true as well. And then lastly, keep your purpose in mind at all times. And I've talked about passion, and how passion isn't necessarily some like higher level esoteric thing. It's simply the things that we enjoy. And so when you're making these decisions, think about what you enjoy, because that's going to tie into your purpose, and stay on point with your purpose, and you're going to make good decisions. So those are the three lessons I learned from kicking a potential guest off my show and not having him give his advice to you. And I only say this, I only talk about this, because I think there are lessons that you can apply in your life. And I will never tell anybody who this guest was. That's not the point of this conversation. The point is simply to serve you and help you gain value out of the circumstance that I came across. Hope you're having a wonderful Mother's Day. Wish you the best, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.